Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Stormy Daniels is set to return to the witness stand in the fraud trial of Donald Trump in New York on Thursday. On Wednesday, NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports that the adult film star told jurors how she met the former president and what led to her signing a non-disclosure agreement.
Stormy Daniels testified to having a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006, after which they stayed in contact. Years later, a magazine threatened to publish a story about the encounter. That, she said, is when she first considered selling her own account of it. That, she said, is what led to a non-disclosure agreement in 2016 between herself and Trump. Trump denies Daniels' story, but he admitted that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid her $130,000 to keep quiet as Trump was running for office. The Manhattan District Attorney argues that payment violated New York campaign finance law, and Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover it up. Trump says that he was only paying his lawyer. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
The eastern Oklahoma town of Barnstall is reeling after being hit with a second tornado. Elizabeth Caldwell from member station KWGS reports that at least one storm fatality has been reported there.
Eight people are also injured and about 40 homes destroyed. A nursing home was evacuated, but state officials say, quote, there were no injuries that required hospitalization, unquote. Area resident Crystal Maxey says her grandparents' home of more than two decades was leveled.
I spent a lot of weekends with my grandparents ever since I was born, and they've lived in this house for 24 years. So it's just to hear it be gone just at the drop of a hat like that is really hard.
Barnstall was hit with another tornado last month. Mayor Johnny Kelly says the town of about 1,400 is devastated. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell in Barnstall, Oklahoma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene met again on Tuesday to iron out their differences. Taylor Greene is threatening to hold a vote to remove Johnson from his leadership post if her demands are not met. She discussed a couple of those demands with reporters late Tuesday.
Demanding no more money for Ukraine. That is the right thing to do, and it also obeys the majority of the majority.
In obeying the majority of the majority, Taylor Greene is referring to a rule named after former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. It requires House leaders to wait until they have a majority support before putting bills up for a vote. The White House is downplaying the Israeli military invasion of Rafah. National security spokesman Mike Kirby says it is not a full-scale invasion that Western allies fear would lead to a wider conflict. Kirby says IDF forces have also seized the Rafah border. He says that's to ensure that the crossing with Egypt is not used to transport arms to Hamas. This is NPR News. Divers in Maryland have recovered the body of the last missing construction worker who was killed in the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. NPR's Giles Snyder has details.
Maryland State Police Superintendent says in a statement that the recovery of the remains of Jose Minor Lopez provides closure to the loved ones of the six workers who were killed when the Key Bridge collapsed in March. All were immigrants from Latin America. Lopez came to the U.S. from Guatemala. The other five were from Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador. They were working overnight filling potholes on the bridge when a container ship called the Dali lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. The Dali has been stuck in the wreckage ever since, but now officials say they plan to use explosives to clear it and free the Dali in the coming days, and that the ship's crew will shelter in place on board. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Panera Bread says it is discontinuing a popular drink that's been linked to at least two wrongful death lawsuits. The St. Louis-based restaurant chain was sued by the families of two people who had heart conditions and died after drinking charged lemonade. The families say that the customers were not properly warned that the drinks had contained so much caffeine. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 31 points Tuesday. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 16 points, and the S&P 500 added 6 points. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed, down nearly 1.5% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.